of Pharmacy Nation. I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 561. In this episode, I'll discuss the use of rivaroxaban in patients with atrial fibrillation and a bioprosthetic mitral valve. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode561. AFib is a common rhythm in patients that have bioprosthetic mitral valves. Lifelong anticoagulation is often prescribed in such patients to manage the risk of valve thrombosis and thromboembolism in general. Limited data on the use of DOACs in patients with AFib and a bioprosthetic mitral valve are available, coming mostly from small subgroup analyses. The main trial that secured rivaroxaban's approval for use in patients with AFib, ROCKET-AF, excluded patients with valve replacements. To improve the data available in this patient population, investigators in Brazil completed a multi-center randomized open-label non-inferiority trial with 1,000 patients comparing rivaroxaban with warfarin for patients with AFib and bioprosthetic mitral valve. The primary outcome was a composite of death, major cardiovascular events, which included stroke, transient ischemic attack, systemic embolism, valve thrombosis, or hospitalization for heart failure, or major bleeding at 12 months. The mean time until a primary event was 347 days in the rivaroxaban group and 340 days in the warfarin group, which had a p-value of less than 0.001 for non-inferiority, but only 0.1 for superiority. Death from cardiovascular causes or thromboembolic events occurred in 3.4% of patients in the rivaroxaban group and 5.1% of patients in the warfarin group. While this trend favored rivaroxaban, the 95% confidence interval for the hazard ratio included and surpassed 1, so this was not statistically significant. There was a 4-fold lower risk of stroke in the rivaroxaban group, which was statistically significant. However, the 95% confidence interval for the hazard ratio was extremely wide at 0.07 to 0.88. Bleeding and other adverse events were not statistically significantly different between groups, and the authors concluded in patients with AFib and a bioprosthetic mitral valve, rivaroxaban was non-inferior to warfarin with respect to the mean time until primary outcome of death, major cardiovascular events, or major bleeding at 12 months. This trial is very likely to bring acceptance to the use of rivaroxaban in patients with AFib and bioprosthetic mitral valves. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.